Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We're all about the Archers. I'm Philippa.
I'm Katie.
I'm Lauren.
And I'm Quentin.
And we are here to talk to you all about what's happened in the Archers so far this week. We will be covering the episodes on Sunday the 21st of April, Monday the 22nd, and Tuesday the 23rd of April. You have been warned there will be spoilers. So, what did we think of the week so far? What did you think about tonight's episode? Katie, I'm coming to you first.
I really like Harrison and Henry together. That's my first little thing. I think they're proper sweet for each other and I think they're going to help each other quite a lot. So yeah, I was liking that little bromance that's growing. I was a little bit concerned at first because I thought Henry was sounding a little bit George when he was kind of, I don't want Helen around, don't want Fallon around. He was being very negative and I was a bit, where's this going? But yeah.
Well, who wants Helen around anyway?
Not even her own son. I don't know if it's being used as a sort of device to show how good Harrison is with children. And isn't it a shame that Fallon doesn't want children? And I think, oh, just that's done for me. So I feel like I want to love them together. I do, Katie. But I'm concerned that this is where this is going. It's another evidence of how good Harrison is with children. He bought that wonderful doll's house. Isn't he good at playing cricket, et cetera, et cetera?
See, I like that. Very I like true. That because I think that is a problem for Fallon. However she dresses it up, I think deep down she knows Harrison wants children and he's clearly would be a great dad. Be lovely. He's lovely. He was absolutely lovely with Henry. I thought those were lovely scenes. So I know some people say you shouldn't, every couple in Amherst shouldn't be forced to have kids, but they shouldn't. But equally, as a character, Harrison is pretending he doesn't, he's happy with not having kids. I don't think he is.
I was having to think today about how many sets of twins there are in the Archers, which is...
Well, yes.
Yeah, there's three sets of twins that I know of in the Archers, which is quite a lot for a small community, isn't it? There's not normally that many sets of twins.
We're normally child-related. We're normally very rare, speaking as a twin.
Oh, aren't you a twin?
Identical.
Wow.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, there we go.
Going back to that sort of Harrison and children storyline, though, it will annoy me if that happens because they have had the discussions and it would just be nice if they could show that, yes, maybe Harrison is quite paternal and he's got some skills with kids, but that doesn't mean he has to have children. It would be refreshing to see that. And we've had... a lot of H's as well with Harrison, Henry, Helen and Harry. I was like, who else is going to come along whose name begins with H? It's H week, I thought.
Yeah. I mean, going back to your point, Philip, that's a problem, Philippa, because Harrison can't pretend he doesn't want to be a father. I mean, I think actually it's a good source of drama because I think it's going to keep bubbling up. I do. So I think as a dramatic element of the Archers, it's going to be fairly constant. Because I don't think he I think he's for the sake of Fallon, he's saying, okay, I don't want kids, but deep down
yeah,
he does.
I thought that was what had been decided, that he was so in love with Fallon that he would forego his want of children, like, to stay with Fallon. So in my head, if I was Fallon, I'd be like, right, well, that's sorted then. I'm really fit. But he'd rather have me than kids.
But she's not, deep down, she's not comfortable with it. She knows it's not settled.
No, it's not. But yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if they could build this whole thing, though, with Henry and Harrison just helping each other.
Oh, so that's lovely.
Harrison kind of has a little kid that he can play with and work together on the cricket and be together. Yeah. And then Henry has a great little role model. Which
I thought there were two great scenes tonight. I thought Henry and Harrison were lovely. And I also thought the scene between Alistair and Ed was fantastic. That was really well played. It's just how a guy will wind up another guy. Yeah. And he's really touched a nerve there. And no, it was nicely played. And of course, spilling the beans around Denise. I mean, I think it's quite a pivotal episode tonight in terms of future storyline development. Yeah.
Lovely. Do you mean drama. Double standards, Denise?
Double
standards. Yes.
I don't know a brass eyes, but if you say so.
I'm so like, I was never that invested in Alistair and Denise in the first place. And the will Alistair. They won't they? Alistair. And the will they won't they? And just hearing her this week, just sort of giving the old excuses for old John doesn't really want to talk about it and this. And I think, have a smooch with Laura, get this over and done with.
I mean, they're making out like they've been so in love, but what time have they actually spent together apart from oversleeping anaesthetised animals that it turns out loathe Alistair and run from him? I mean, there's not been any actual proper time together. So, Alistair is the most boring person in Ambridge, I think, closely followed, hot on the heels, by Denise. I wrote ha 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 in big letters in my green pen tonight when Ed was going on about it.
Can I just read out this tweet from Angela Dobb, which I think was just spot on. She says, Denise, listen up. Alistair is not an international man of mystery or playboy of the Western world, but he is kind, he loves animals, he's empathetic, patient and professional, and he has the hots for you. It doesn't get much better than that. So come on, girl. Aww. Talking of hot, I mean, Laura's hot. Oof, I'm telling you. Sexy.
Yeah, I got a sexy vibe from her. I got a sexy vibe from her.
Oh, yes.
I'm very forthright. Yeah. Alistair wouldn't stand a chance with her. Good for Laura.
Isn't it? Whoa.
Good for Laura. Okay, faves and flops. What haven't we covered? Katie, what are your faves? What are your flops?
I'm loving the fact that Harrison is saying ale more and more. He seems to be getting more northern or Midlander.
Well, he's come brilliant. South.
We're getting
he's
more
A-ups.
Oh, A-ups. It's wonderful. Yeah, exactly. Aoptor. Great. Very happy with that. So that was a fave. The flop was the fact that Ed seems to have just realised that tree surgery is dangerous. climbing trees with chainsaws. Yes. It's not going to be an easy walk in the park, is it?
Going home and Googling your new job plus the word deaths. I mean, you're having second thoughts, aren't you, if you're going home to do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, does not work, I'm afraid. It's very obvious.
Well, one of my faves was probably one of your faves, Philippa, and it was hearing Henry say, can I just finish my chapter?
Yes!
Oh!
Exactly. He's loved my hearing star it. Of the week for that. Yeah.
Loved hearing it. I also loved Ed deciding to go for popping the lamb in a plaster cast rather than, that was another fave of mine.
But
Yeah. To pop his lamb. He just said, we've just lost so many lambs, I can't bear to see another one go. I thought, lovely. Ed, I'm starting to fancy Ed. I don't know what's happened. A few things he's done this week, and I think, you're next in terms of flops. I'm fed up with this will they, won't they, between Alistair and Denise, and also Harry and Alice.
Oh. Mm.
No. I'm very worried for Alice. She's just, I feel like someone's going to get really hurt. Mm. Something else that isn't a flop but got me thinking was about whether or not Harry is a lost cause, because I remember like Alice saying, at least you're not in denial, you've recognised there's a problem. And when Alice went to rehab, she was in denial and she absolutely didn't think there was a problem and she did recover. So that did make me look at it a little bit differently, that maybe he isn't a lost cause. But yeah, those are my faves and flops.
Excellent stuff. Thank you. Quentin, what about you?
Well, I mean, Laura is a fave of mine straight off, but I particularly like the continuity announcer off the back of that episode saying, well, Alistair's in demand, isn't he? So that was one of my fave moments. Joy turning up, lovely. Love a bit of Joy. Flops, well, Helen, every time she opens her mouth. I mean, you know, she...
Remember your New Year's resolution.
I've forgotten that. I mean, she criticizes Henry's attempts at cooking. I thought, oh, come on. But she actually complimented his Thai green curry. Food reference there, Philippa.
Oh.
But yeah, oh, Helen. But flop. Oh, God, Alice and Harry. Oh. Well, I mean, the fact they had sex, I mean, then wasn't so much a flop for Harry, but it was a flop for us, wasn't it? And
when he was looking for those socks. How did my socks get over there? I thought, how did your socks get over there?
So that was terrible. But I thought I thought it was a poignant scene between Alice and Harry when she was telling him the trick is not to drink today, one day at a time is all you have to do. And I thought, yeah, it was a very strong scene, that. And the next scene, he's picking up his sock. And I'm going, oh, for God's sake. So those are my faves and flops. Philippa, go.
Fave. Oh, well, I love the celebration or the chat between Henry and Harrison about unremarkable days. I thought that was nice to hear. Food, yes. Okay, on my list, I have Sunday roast, sausage rolls, Thai green curry, chickpeas. I love chickpeas. Meat-free Mondays, pizza, and shepherd's pie.
I've got something else.
What did I miss?
Veggie chili.
Oh. Oh, every week I miss something.
In the bottom of Henry's bag for two days.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. 2 days.
But speaking of shepherd's pie and sausage rolls and Sunday roast meat-based products, just to throw in that this Saturday, there will be the interview with Mr. Abattoir himself, Vince Casey, to listen to and to watch. So, yes, that's recorded.
Great link.
Seamless, eh? Seamless. So that's another fave of mine this week. That'll be there on Saturday. Flops. Harry, so manipulative, I thought. I love Martha, he said. You are in no position to say that. And he said, I genuinely had no intention of coming in. When someone says the word genuinely, that means they absolutely did. They're just saying that to cover it. He's manipulating Alice so much. And she's so hell-bent on fixing him. And I don't think he's going to be fixed. I fear very much. And she was clearly heartbroken. To begin with, I thought, has he actually forced himself on her? But I listened back and she said, well, I kissed you first. But I just thought, it's brilliantly acted, but yeah, didn't like it all. Yeah. And I'm worried that Ed is using £150 from the tree money to have this cast on the lamb. And I am concerned about that. And Helen just needs to calm down about Henry. Henry's brilliant and Helen.
Oh, he's been fantastic.
There we go.
I did think of you, Philippa, when Henry said, I'm rubbish at cricket. At one point, I threw the bat at the ball. And I thought if Philippa ever entered a sporting arena, particularly a cricket one, that's how Philippa would play a fine, magnificent, majestic game of cricket. Yeah.
My husband always recounts the squash game I had with him where I caught the squash ball in my hand and then left. So, yes, you could be correct. You could be correct. Okay. Star of the week. I have told you my star of the week. Henry reading his book. Absolutely wonderful. Katie, who's your star of the week?
I've got Harrison. I did really like Harrison this week.
Yes, that's fair enough. Lauren, what about you?
I've gone for Ed for saving the lamb, but also because I'm starting to fancy him. So there we go. That's what my star of the week has become, a vessel for me to fancy people. So sort of like Bod or whatever.
Quentin, what about you?
Well, I instantly fancied Laura, so I'll go with the same thing.
That's just what it's becoming.
Laura. But established characters, it would be Harrison. I thought Harrison was absolutely lovely this week so far with Henry.
Very good. Thank you. And we come on to predictions. Katie, have you got a prediction for us?
I have got that Alistair, who is the stud of Ambridge, gets with Laura and not Denise. So ends up going off with Laura because he gives up with Denise because there are so many mixed messages. And also on the side of that, when she said she'd gone to speak to John and said, we need to talk because I've not been happy for a long time. And then she said, I don't know if John realises that there's a problem. He probably does.
But he just wants to meet up with his friend Steve.
Obvious, but it's fine.
He just likes to go for long bike rides, doesn't he?
This is true. Exactly.
Well, I've got a prediction similar to that in that I predict that Alice will decide she doesn't want it with Harry anymore. She'll decide to start fancying Alistair. I think Fallon's going to leave Harrison, start fancying Alistair. I think Helen probably start fancying Alistair. Emma, leave Ed, start fancying Alistair. Hannah, not bothered about Chris anymore, start fancying Alistair. Everyone's up for him.
Lucky Alistair.
Fancy. Wow.
My prediction is that actually Henry will eventually really take to cricket and eventually become the star player for Ambridge.
Oh,
that's very good.
Like it.
That's a long one, that is. So we'll have to come back to that in about 5 years. Yeah.
Write the date down and we'll look at that.
Yeah. I told you. Yes.
Well, I think that Martha's going to tell Chris, who read her a bedtime story, and he is going to lose his mind over that. And I don't believe Harry's going to rehab. I don't believe anything Harry says these days. So, that's my prediction. But before we go, we've already mentioned the interview with Vince on Saturday. We must mention our merch. Our merchandise is now available. There is a link in the show notes for you to click on to access the merch. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see Katie and I have got the latest ones. There's all sorts.
Fashions.
There's mugs, there's notepads, there's t-shirts, there's hoodies in a range of designs, like what are your faves and flops, who's your star of the week, we're all about the Archers, all sorts of things and all sorts of colours and sizes. Sorry, just had to mention that. It's all very exciting.
Absolutely.
But that's it. We'll be back on Saturday with the interview. Until then, it's a goodbye from me.
Ta-ra from me.
Goodbye from me.
And bye-bye from me.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.